Hello again. So this is lesson three, and we're going to be talking about the law of attraction and the fact that you attract what you are. Now, I've said that out loud. Don't let your ego interfere at this point and start saying, well, I didn't ask for that. I didn't want that. I haven't attracted that. It's okay. Just step back from that, because I'm talking about how you attract things energetically, not necessarily consciously and deliberately. And we're going to look at conscious creation later on as well. But for now, we're going to look at the nuts and bolts of what is the law of attraction. And law of attraction you may have heard of, because things like movies and books like The Secret have been very much in vogue for the last few years. And also 12 lessons and other types of law of attraction stuff. But what does it actually mean? What's it all about? Well, law of attraction is based on the fact that we are all energy. Everything is made up of energy and vibration. And if you cast your mind back to the diagram on the blackboard when you were younger and a teacher talking about atoms and electrons spinning around and vibration, and the fact that atoms are made up of energy, they're pure energy, and everything is made of them, so everything is made of energy. And that probably then evolved into talking about atomic mass and whatnot. So everything physical that you can see and that you can feel is made up of energy, but also there are non-physical and less tangible things as well that are made up of energy. For example, thoughts, emotions and feelings as well, and they are all made up of energy. Memories too, and they are less tangible, but they still send out a frequency out there into the universe. And like energy attracts like energy. That is the point of the law of attraction, that you attract what you are. Whatever it is you're sending out there in your core signature vibration, and that is the collection of stuff that makes up you. It's all of your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, memories. It's all of the stuff that makes up you is in a core signature vibration. It's the bundle, the energetic recipe or fingerprint that makes up who you are. And that is sending out all of the time into the universe different vibrations and frequencies, which the universe will match and draw in a like for like energy. And when it draws that back in, that is the experience that we call life. That is what is happening around us in our life, is what we're drawing in, because it's a universal law. And if some of you are maybe thinking that this is a bit woo-woo, it's based on science. So you can Google till your heart's content, things like quantum theory, string theory, a law of attraction and physics in the same search will bring up all the techie and sciencey stuff for you. But for now, and for purposes of this discussion, please know that like energy attracts like energy. So what's that got to do with you and me? Well, what it's got to do with us is that you can engage in something called conscious creation. You can align your frequency and your energy by using your thoughts, your feelings, and your intention to send out a deliberate frequency. Now think about that for a moment. You can actually create the frequencies that you are sending out there into the universe, and therefore draw in matching experiences that you want into the experience that we call life. Now that's when things get really exciting. And that's when we talk about stuff like cosmic ordering or conscious creation. You may have heard this talked about. Manifesting. Manifesting is another word that people say about conscious creation. And it is just that. It is being able to generate a frequency or a vibration within yourself that will attract like for like energy out there from the universe and start drawing things into your experience. And it's really magical when this happens. So how do we go about this as humans? What do we actually do to work with law of attraction and to draw in that amazing stuff that we want, our hopes, our dreams, and the experiences that we're asking the universe for? Well, it all starts with your beliefs. It all starts, if you go back to basics, about what you think and about what you believe, because beliefs generate feelings. And feelings are the magnetic part, because they are the frequency that gets sent out there into the universe that draws back the experience. So if you think about it for a moment, in terms of beliefs, if you think of a scenario where you believe something, and a belief, by the way, is just something that you believe, it's something that is concrete in your reality. It doesn't have to be the truth out there in the world, but it is your truth and it is something that you believe. And we're going to look at beliefs again in a minute, but in terms of them generating feelings and frequencies inside of you, an example that you can use is that visualization that people do, where you imagine that it's a beautiful hot sunny day and you're outside and the sun's beating down on you and you start to get really thirsty and you come into the kitchen in your mind's eye and run the tap and icy cold water spills into a glass and you might chink some ice cubes in there. And the other thing that this visualization says is go up to a chopping board and cut a lemon in half, ready to put the slice in your drink. But before you do, shove the whole lemon in your mouth, the half a lemon. And when you do that, everyone goes, puckers up. Because you've generated a thought, that's created a feeling. And that feeling has created a response. So that's just a basic example of how thoughts can generate feelings. In your head and your map of reality is full of thoughts based on the beliefs that you have. We all have a stream of consciousness running through our mind all of the time. This is the chatter that we have, the self-talk that's going on in any moment. And this is made up mainly of the beliefs that are the framework that we use to navigate our way around our lives. And the beliefs are our story. They're our story of what we believe to be true. And those beliefs can either serve us and help us, or they can sabotage us. And until you start working with them, you may not know which that is. So you need to go back to basics and work out what your story is, because we all have a story. And when you look at that story, you'll be able to step back and start to identify some of the beliefs that you're carrying around that are sabotaging you. And these beliefs come from society and culture. They come from inherited beliefs from our parents or further back. And they can also be mind viruses as well. And mind viruses are things that can be replicated from person to person to person. And although it sounds sinister, thinking mind virus, it's just the fact that it can be replicated and passed from person to person to person, like a trend. Facebook, for example, is a mind virus. Or a fashion, like the miniskirt was a mind virus. But you will find, as you start looking into your belief system and into the beliefs that you're going to be carrying around in your head, that there'll be stuff in there that you're using to navigate around the world that's sending out a frequency that might not even be yours. It might be a belief that you've picked up from a parent or a grandparent, or it might be a mind virus, an idea, a concept that you've picked up from someone else. But you might be using those beliefs in your story to navigate around the world and draw in the experience that we call life. So there's an exercise that I want you to go through, and there's going to be a PDF that you can look at in the course material that talks to you about this. Because what you need to do is step back from your story. You need to be conscious and mindful about what you're saying to yourself. And you need to look at those beliefs, those sabotaging beliefs especially, in relation to what it is you want to create. Because when we did Be Open to Possibility, which was obviously lesson one, I encouraged you to start thinking about what it was you wanted to create. If you're asking for something and you're trying to create it and it's not coming in for you and it's not manifesting, it's likely to be that there's some kind of belief in your belief system that's sabotaging that. So perhaps it's about money. I had an old belief that I couldn't generate income doing what I loved. I got stuck in the proper job space where I believed in my belief system that was an inherited belief, that I couldn't generate a reasonable income for me or my family unless I had a proper job. And I really had to work hard at stepping back from that and looking at that belief, which I'd been carrying around for years, which wasn't my belief. It had been created in my framework of reality because I'd inherited it from very well-meaning parents who were brought up in a generation where you did get a proper job. That was all pre-Facebook, pre-leveraged businesses, pre-coaching. And in that time, in that place, that was absolutely relevant. So that was entirely relevant for where they were at that time. But it was really going to sabotage me carrying that belief around in my own mind. So I had to step back from that belief. And I had to go through a process of looking to see, was it actually my belief? No, it wasn't. And was it serving me? Definitely not. Because it would have stopped me in my tracks creating the business now that I have, or writing my book, and doing the stuff that I know and love and helping other people. So I had to really weigh and measure that belief and decide whether or not that belief was something that I wanted to carry around in my mind. So once you've stepped back and you've identified what these beliefs are that are sabotaging you, and you have to be really honest about this. No one else is going to see this. This is your work and it's up to you and it's a gift for yourself. So be really, really honest about it. Step back from what it is that's going on in your life and really look at what you're saying to yourself about your life and what you can and can't have and what you can and can't create. And those beliefs, when the sabotaging beliefs become clear to you, you need to work out two things. Is it true and does it serve me? And it's likely that the answer to both of those is going to be no. So in that instance, it is a sabotaging belief and it's something that you need to get rid of. And in order to get rid of it, well, firstly, by becoming aware of it, that's a great step towards getting rid of it and being conscious of it. But then the process that you need to go through, and this is on a PDF for you to look at, is to write a new and empowering belief. A new and empowering belief that is present moment, and that is positive as well, and that is powerful. So three P's: present moment, positive and powerful. And it's likely to be the opposite to that sabotaging belief. So for example, with me, it was I can't create income for my family unless I have a proper job. It didn't serve me and it wasn't true and it wasn't my belief. So instead, I've written powerful and positive and present moment affirmations that really support the fact that I can create a business that I love and answer my calling and help people all around the world and generate income. So it might look like something like this. It might be, I am living my calling and helping people to heal all around the world and generating income, and I love my work. And the more powerful and the more emotive you can use the language in that affirmation, the more beneficial it'll be to you, because this is about generating a feeling. Remember, it is the feeling part of law of attraction that is the magnetic part, done from a now time perspective. You need to generate the feeling of what you want to create as if it's happening now, from a now time perspective. And affirmations are a great place to start in reprogramming those old sabotaging beliefs. So you can write those down on a post-it note and you can stick them on a mirror, or you can stick them on your purse or on your fridge, or you can just keep them somewhere private to you, and you can start using them so that whenever you go into those old sabotaging beliefs, you have something automatic that you can just pull out and that you can start seeing, and you can start reprogramming your belief system and your subconscious and conscious mind and your feelings, which are the magnetic part for law of attraction, in order to align more with what you want to create rather than what you don't want to create. Those old beliefs that have been sabotaging you. So I would really encourage you now to go to the bonus section or the workbook section in the program, find that PDF and start to print it out or copy it on paper and really start to look at which beliefs you've been carrying around that have been sabotaging you from a law of attraction perspective. Because once you can start to change them and change the framework that you're using to navigate around the world and change the frequencies that you're sending out there, then you're going to attract in a different experience. And that is something that's going to make a massive difference and a big shift for you. So start there with law of attraction. What's your story? Start nailing down and seeing where you're sabotaging yourself through beliefs that don't serve you that you may have inherited or picked up as mind viruses. Start thinking for yourself and consciously choosing your thoughts, the way that you would choose your clothes out of the wardrobe in the morning. Step back from that stream of consciousness that's going around your head all of the time and start choosing thoughts that are going to serve you and send out the frequency of what you want to create. I hope that makes sense, and I'll see you again shortly.